Welcome to the North Central Baptist Church podcast. We hope you're challenged by the message from our pastor.
I want you to take your Bibles and open them to the book of Mark, the 7th chapter. And I'd like to also, as you hold your place there, I'd like for you to look at Mark, the 10th chapter, and the 45th verse, Mark 10:45. Hold your place in Mark 7. This is what many believe to be the key verse of the book of Mark, and I'd like for us to quote it together. We'll start with a reference, and then the verse, and then the reference again, all right? So here we go. Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. Today we come to the faith-filled woman, Jesus and the faith-filled woman. Now, we're going to read our passage, and so I'd like for you to find Mark chapter 7 and verse 24, and you follow along in your copy of God's Word as I read from mine. From there he arose and went to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and wanted no one to know it, but he could not be hidden. For a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." Verse 28. And she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For this saying, go your way, the demon has gone out of your daughter." And when she had come to her house, she found the demon gone out and her daughter lying on the bed. Now, I'd like for you to hold your place in our main passage, but this verse of Scripture, this passage of Scripture, has a parallel passage back in the book of Matthew chapter 15. So go back to Matthew chapter 15, and I want you to see in Matthew chapter 15, verse 28, the way Jesus, in addition to what he said in Mark, what he said to her in Matthew 15, 28. Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." The Scripture says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Scripture says that the just shall live by faith. The Scripture says without faith it is impossible to please God. The Scripture says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so we find a faith-filled woman in this passage, and Jesus actually heals her daughter based upon her response that revealed great faith to him. And so we learn about faith, and it is impossible to please God without faith, church family. And so what can we learn about faith? You know, there are two people, two Gentiles that the Lord recognized for great faith. It was this woman and then Cornelius. It's interesting, those that he recognized in the gospel for great faith were Gentiles. They were not Jews. And he also, when he recognized their faith, it's interesting, he performed long-distance healings as a result of their faith. Now, this woman was in Matthew 15, and we'll draw truth from both passages of Scripture, but she was a Greek. She was not a Jew. Matthew 15 says she was a woman of Canaan, a Syrophoenician by birth. She would have been considered dirty. She would have been considered unclean. But like Amber sang about this morning, Jesus can make us clean. All people can be made clean by Jesus. And so she would have been considered by the Jews unclean. But she must have heard about what Jesus was doing, what Jesus had been doing. And he had just had a confrontation with the Pharisees, and they had been legalistic in their interpretations of things, and Jesus set them straight on that. She heard that he had been healing, and so she was desperate. Her little girl had a demon. Perhaps she was like, the little girl was like the boy later on in the book of Mark that was described as gnashing his teeth and foaming at the mouth and thrashing around, and he was bruised and battered because of this demon. The woman believed that Jesus could and would heal her little girl, and Jesus did and was impressed with her faith. And we learn about faith from this woman and the way she responded to the Lord. If you are challenged in rough times to have faith in the Lord, I hope this message and this passage will encourage you. Either way, whether you are a believer and you should put your faith and trust in Christ, you are not a believer and you should put your faith and trust in Christ, or you are a believer and you're in circumstances that you need to draw from the presence of God and have faith in Him, don't miss this lesson today. So we come to three main truths about her faith. Number one, her persistent faith. Now, back in Mark chapter 7, in verses 25 and 26, we see that she came and she fell at his feet. And in verse 26, it says, the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she kept asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. She kept asking. That phrase means she begged, and she kept on begging. She kept on asking. She kept on begging. In Matthew, she used a phrase where she called Jesus the Son of David. Now, she may not have even known what that phrase meant. Being a Greek, she necessarily would not have known what it meant that Jesus was called the Son of David, and yet she had heard him called that, and she was using it. She was using that term. She said, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. She said, my daughter is severely demon-possessed. Now, in the book of Matthew, we'll flip back. I want you to go back to Matthew in the passage that deals with this in Matthew. I want you to see what Jesus does when she prevails on him and she kept asking. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse 22 at the end, she says, have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. Verse 23, but he answered her not a word. Luther, in his commentary on this passage, said, Jesus was as silent as a stone. As a matter of fact, her persistence was tested even more because in verse 23 in Matthew 15 it says, he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. This woman had no encouragement whatsoever, and they said, send her away, verse 24, but he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. She came and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. She started out by saying and begging him, O Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus was just quiet. Can you imagine coming to the Son of God who had been healing people and crying out to him, and all of a sudden he's just silent? Then the disciples tried to discourage Jesus from talking to her, and then Jesus made his statement that I was sent except to the lost of the sheep of the house of Israel. Then she came and worshiped him again, saying, Lord, help me. In verse 26, he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." Now, that's an interesting phrase, and we see it in our passage in Mark chapter 7, in verse 27. Jesus said to her, "Let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." What does the scripture say? "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the..." Okay, so Jesus, when he came, his mission was to first of all get the gospel to Israel, to get his message to Israel with the intent that it would go to the Gentiles. And so when Jesus makes this statement, he says, "I have a priority. My priority is to let the children be filled first, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." Now, let me say this. In this passage, in these times, the Jews would have thought of this Gentile woman as a dog, in the sense as a mangy, filthy dog that would have been in like a junkyard, would have been in like a trash heap. But Jesus is interested in this woman, and he doesn't use that same word. He uses a word that meant a little dog that would be in the family, under the children's table. And so he says, "First, let the children be filled, for it's good to take the children's bread. It is not good to take the children's bread and give to the little dogs." And so he gives her that statement, and this woman does not give up. You see, she is hungry for the morsels that would fall down under the table that the child may slip to his little dog, and she actually uses his argument to ask for deliverance. If you notice, go back to the book of Mark, chapter 7, she says in verse 28, "And she answered and said to him, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." And so here is this woman who faces the sense of rejection, and yet she is persistent in her faith. She keeps on knocking. She keeps on coming back. She is desirous that her daughter be delivered from this demon. She is persistent in her faith. It reminds me of the men who brought the paralytic to the house to see Jesus, and they got there, it was so crowded that they went up on the roof and they dug through dirt and they dug through the way they had thatched that roof together, and they made an opening and they let that man through. They were persistent to get that man to Jesus. In the same way, this woman is persistent. I would ask you this: is our faith persistent? Do we persistently pray for anything? The scripture says in James, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." And then it says this: "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." The effective, fervent prayer. Jesus was impressed with the persistence of this woman. And so we see her persistent faith. In Matthew 15:25, she says, "Lord, help me." Eventually, she, instead of using the phrase "Son of David," she just says, "Lord, help me. Lord, help me." And she keeps on crying out, "Lord, help me." We see her persistent faith. Second thing, we see her humble faith. She says in verse 28, "Have mercy on me." We see it in chapter 15 of Matthew as well, verse 22. "Have mercy on me." She also says, "Lord, Son of David." She calls him the Lord. And then she says in Matthew 15, 25, Lord, help me. After he says it's not good that he should take what was meant at this time for the Gentiles, I mean for the Jews, and give to the Gentiles, she says, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. She knew that as a Gentile, she was not in line at that moment for what Jesus had intended for the Jews. She recognized her place, and she knew that the only way she was going to receive grace would be that if just the crumbs of the Lord would come down upon her. In other words, Jesus's goodness was all that she could rely on. In Psalm 51:17, the scripture says this: the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. She said in verse 28, she said, yes, Lord. It's like her saying, yes, sir. When Jesus was quiet, she kept asking. When Jesus said, right now I have a priority, I'm trying to get the gospel to the Jews, she said, yes, sir. But Lord, I know my place. I know why you've come here, but I'm crying out to you, Lord. Would you give me a crumb of what your blessing would do in my life? Would you grant me my wish? She was persistent. She was very humble in her faith, and Jesus was greatly impressed. Matter of fact, in Matthew, the scripture says that she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said, O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. So we see her persistent faith. We see her humble faith. And then lastly, we see her believing faith. In verse 28 in our passage, the scripture says, and she answered and said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs. And he said to her, for this saying, go your way, the demon has gone out of your daughter. Verse 30, and when she had come to her house, she found the demon gone out and her daughter lying on the bed. She knew that Jesus had the ability, with just a little crumb, just his attention, could heal her daughter. And so in persistence, with great faith, with great humility, a humble faith, she kept on after the Lord, and she believed that God would do it. Jesus was going to the Jews first. And here's what her argument was. She says, yes, granted, I know that you're going to the Jews first, but you're also going to go to the Gentiles. And she knew that even though she was not a Jew, that Jesus had the ability. She had the faith believing that Jesus could grant, listen, just a crumb of his presence would heal her daughter. So she believed the little crumbs was all she needed. The disciples wanted to send her away. Initially, she received silence, but she was persistent. She was humble. She believed the little crumbs was all she needed. Her believing faith knew that Jesus could do it. Jesus could heal her daughter and deliver her. She knew the little crumbs could do it. She knew he could do it, and she cried out and she said, Lord, help me. I wonder what it is in your life and in my life that we need to be persistent in prayer and crying out to God for? What is it we should be crying out to God for? In persistent faith, in humble faith, in believing faith, knowing that God can deliver, knowing that God can bring victory. It seemed like everything was against her. Her nationality was against her. She was a Gentile. Jesus was a Jew. She was a woman. Society was dominated by men, and yet she came to Jesus. Satan was against her. Satan had her little daughter in his grip, and Satan was against her. Hey, listen, the disciples were against her. The disciples said, "Send her away. She's bothering us." It even seemed that Jesus was silent and indifferent to her request. She was truly a lost woman, but she knew this. She had believing faith. She knew this, that even, listen, even a crumb of God's blessing could change her life forever. This Greek woman had a place with Jesus. She felt that he would grant her blessing to her. I want to say this to you if you do not know Jesus. You may feel alienated sometimes. You may feel, I wonder, you know, I'm lost without Jesus Christ, and I wonder, would he change me? Can I tell you this? It would only take a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for him to change your life. You too can come to Jesus. If you're a saved person today, you know Jesus Christ, you've been saved, you have a relationship with Jesus Christ, we must persistently ask God to answer prayer in the midst of our difficulty. What is it that you're facing? I want to encourage you to understand the faith of this woman, this faith-filled woman who knew her place. She realized that Jesus had priorities that he was involved in, and yet Jesus was a person of compassion. And when Jesus realized her faith, he healed her daughter. So if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, I don't know what it is you're facing, but I want to encourage you to cry out to God in persistent prayer, believing prayer, humble prayer before Almighty God. Doubt sees obstacles, faith sees the way. Doubt sees the darkest night, faith sees the day. Doubt dreads to take a step, faith soars on high. Doubt questions, who believes? Faith answers, I. This faith-filled woman teaches us to be persistent and to believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And he that has that faith must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. They say that when a pit bull bites, he clamps down and doesn't let go. It's not like some other dogs that just bite and let go and then bite again, but a pit bull clamps down, and that's why I've never seen this done, but I had a guy tell me one time, he said, "You need to come watch these pit bulls pin these hogs down." And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "What they do is they grab their ears and they pin them to the ground and they never let go." When I heard about that, I used to tell young people, I said, "Young people, you may be in a difficult situation. You know what you do? You hold on to Jesus persistently like a pit bull, and the Lord will bless you." And I would say this to you today, church family. This woman believed that Jesus Christ could and would deliver her daughter from this demon. And when Jesus said, it's not a good thing that I take what's offered to the children and give it to the puppies under the table, she said, yes, that's true, but even the little puppies enjoy it when the little child looks under the table and winks his eye and slips the dog a crumb. And Jesus was impressed with her faith, and he granted her wish. Robert and Mary Moffat were missionaries in Africa, what is now Botswana. And they served there for 10 years, faithfully proclaiming and loving the people. But they did it for 10 years with no converts. Can you imagine? No converts whatsoever. The London Missionary Society was getting concerned, and they wondered if it was a good idea for the Moffats to go down there to where Botswana is today, and they in Africa, and they wrote to Mrs. Moffat, and they said, "We want to send you something that will help you. What could we send you that would encourage you?" She said, "I want you to send us a communion service. The instruments we would need to have communion, for," she said, "we will be needing it." And so they got that message, and one day after they had won 6 brand new converts to Christ, and they were going to have their very first Lord's Supper, and the service, the trays that they would use for the communion service arrived one day before they had their very first communion service. Even in the midst of that difficulty, they held on to God and said, "We need a communion service because God's going to give us those converts." I don't know what it is that the Lord is asking of you. I don't know what it is that you're asking of Him, but I encourage you to be persistent in prayer, persistent in faith. Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Thanks for letting this small part of North Central Baptist Church experience stream into your life. We hope you will visit us soon and become part of the family of North Central Baptist Church, reflecting Christ's light on Gainesville and the world.